Welcome to the Cody Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about CSSGrid.cc. Now, this is an awesome website for essentially learning how to use and implement the CSS Grid. And now, if you're not too sure what CSS Grid is, it's basically like the next evolution of layout on the web, and it's something that you will need to learn because browser support is getting quite good for it now. And it really allows you to do some awesome things with it. It's quite amazing. It's something that if you've been working in the web for a long time, you'll know about the problems and the pain that you go through to get certain layouts. And this just allows you to do things that were nearly, you just couldn't comprehend being done. So this is a great website that gives you a really thorough understanding and demos and walkthroughs of how to actually use and implement CSS Grid. So this site has a massive table of contents. So the table of contents is split up into various sections. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sections, and they cover the introduction, which is kind of like an overview of the grid and things like that. And then there's also the web layout history, which is awesome to see in some kind of a site that explains something, like having a history of whatever's being implemented, especially something like layout. It really shows you the issues that happened in like previously, like how we did things and how we overcame some issues and where we've kind of got to now. So it's really nice to see that in there. Next is the ABC of CSS Grid. So this is basically your base fundamentals. Then placing grid items, which will make more sense if you've done the ABCs, but it's essentially about placement of your actual items within the grid. And then they've got advanced grid configurations, because there's a lot of things you can do, like auto grid generation, stuff like that, breakpoints, responsive grids, etc. And then finally, adding content to the grid, because, well, it's great once you've got your kind of layout set up and ready to go, but then adding your content and working with content in it is really important. So I highly recommend checking out this site, CSSGrid.cc. Links are in the show notes. It's a really nice site. It's really well done. They've implemented Grid in it, so you can see how it goes, and they're showing off their CSS Grid Builder, which is part of their software there. Really nice site. I'm quite impressed by it, and I think it really gets the point across. They are pushing their CSS Grid Creator tool a fair bit, but the content is still there. Like, I think the one of these things that some people come up and say is like, oh, it's great, they did all this, but they really pushed their tool. But for a site that gives you this much knowledge and learning, I think it's fine to do that. And they're using other tools to do it as well, but they also are showcasing how it can be done easier with their own tools. And it's nice to see. So I think it's fine in this kind of a case. And the tool looks quite nice. I think it's a great little tool that we're seeing, and it's very common to see these more front-end editor tools that are coming out to kind of make your job a lot easier, because it can get quite complex writing these things from scratch yourself. So having some kind of visual tool definitely helps. But that's essentially it. I'd love to know, have you checked this site out before? Have you used it? What are your thoughts on it? Have you found any others that have been really useful that are similar? I'd really love to know. You can send through a tweet to @CodyCatchup on Twitter. Send through an email to codycatchup@gmail.com. Leave a comment on codycatchup.com for this episode. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the comment section below. If you're not watching this on YouTube, I highly recommend checking out the YouTube channel. The podcast goes there as well as some other videos, so please do check it out. If you are watching this on YouTube, I'd really appreciate a like and a subscribe. That would be awesome. If you're listening to this in iTunes, a rating and review would be just as awesome, I guess. but that's essentially it, and we'll catch the next one. Bye.